Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Hotman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Egan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hotman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Dwayne Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Vita Blue. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley strikes out. 1 out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards second. Anderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Anderson. Richard moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Palfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Bradley covering, for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hotman strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richard bunts towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradley moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradley scores. McKinney moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bulfari throws the ball into Brown, who relays the ball to Anderson, who tags Melton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McKinney scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Klimkowski now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt strikes out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hotman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Bulfari moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.